What's good, ladies and gentlemen? It's been a long time, very long time. But it isn't that we didn't have anything to talk about. We actually did, but, you know, as life moves and goes on, you know, different shit happens, so. But we'll go and say, what's up, how has been everybody? We got Mr. Anubis here and Stargazer.
Yes, indeed.
And, you know, since our last talk, a lot has happened. But we're gonna go with another thing. And we're gonna just do what we always done, and that's be us, you know?
Right.
So, a lot that I'm gonna say today is in reference to couples. You know, as you guys know, and if you heard our podcast and have been following, you know, I used to preach the celibacy stuff. I was celibate for a while, a long while. And that was, you know, one of the things we would talk about on the show.
Right.
But today, I'm no longer celibate, so we don't have those type of conversations. But what we will talk about is you guys in relationships and, you know, the trauma y'all put yourselves in, because at the end of the day, you're not really ready. And, you know, what's crazy about that is that, you know, you guys, you younger generation, y'all want a lot, like, and y'all feel entitled to a lot. Hey, listen, I understand, but I don't agree. You know, you girls want guys to give you so much, but then you don't have a lot to offer.
Right.
You know, and if you want a real man, pussy ain't everything about it. And that's a fact. You gotta have something in between them ears.
You understand?
And that's, and I don't mean a dick. Like,
mindset.
Sometimes you jump into a relationship because you think it just feels right. You know, sometimes you guys jump into relationships because it's a rebound.
Mm-hmm. Just act straight off the impulse rather than taking a step back and
figuring out who you are as a person.
Right.
You don't know who you are as a person, but you ready to open up to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a big-ass recipe for disaster.
Yep. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking about.
Now, you're going to see that everything is different because we're working out of a shop. So right now, this podcast may have a slight little echo to it, but it's only because we're in a shop. We detail cars, we do so much shit here, it's not even funny.
So excuse the echo, guys. You hear it.
And the shop noise.
Yeah, the shop.
It's like that. But that's one of the shop noises I'm talking about.
What's that noise? What's that?
Well, what you're actually hearing is me trying to fill up a tire. So I'm pulling the hose to the tire.
Here you go, a little how-to tutorial on a podcast. How to fill up your tire.
So what happened was a nigga ran over a staple. Not a staple, but something similar to a staple. It happened to punch a hole in the tire. Where?
Hopefully it's not the same spot where the patch is at.
No. It could be. Who knows?
But yeah, a lot of relationships, younger generation, are very entitled in what they want and what they want to get and what they expect to have, and they're not mentally and physically ready for it at all.
Other people not. Other people not ready for a relationship.
A lot of this younger a lot of the young generation, they strive towards the media. The media shows, oh, you know, if this couple is actually happy, if you be in a relationship, you'll be more happier. No.
I blame all these damn talk shows.
Yeah, talk shows.
And all these hip-hop reality shows that are far from reality.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how they
they're selling these young girls these high hope dreams, and they're selling these dudes these high hope dreams.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and don't get me wrong, you gotta blame some of these rappers as well.
Right.
That show, you know, all right, the more money you got, you know, you can get the badder bitch. But it's like, how much you gotta spend to get that bad bitch?
Right. Exactly.
I'm not saying, you know, go for a broke bitch. But is that bad bitch gonna meet you halfway at the table? Nope.
Absolutely not.
Hell fuck. Well, it's okay if a chick wanna pay for her own shit. It's bad when the chick don't wanna pay at all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man, you're supposed to pay.
A nigga ain't supposed to do nothing but be a nigga.
Right. It still don't give you nothing towards the end of the night.
Real facts.
That's just the same.
And if you think we're gonna talk about that LGBTQ whatever, you got us wrong. Mm-hmm. We ain't jumping on that bandwagon either. That shit right there with politics.
Honestly.
We got time for that. Y'all not gonna like my opinion.
Mm-mm. Nope. What's been going on for the past year with that?
Man, they ain't gonna like my opinion any which way. Whether it was a year ago or today, my opinion ain't never changed.
Mm.
10 years ago, it didn't change. 20 years ago, it wasn't changed. It ain't gonna change 50 years from now. Mm. You can't convince me no otherwise. I don't give a damn if they made it look. My thoughts are my thoughts. That's what I believe, and you can't change it.
A lot of young generation now, they also use dating apps, which, yeah.
I've seen a few dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
I looked at a few. I wanted to see what was popping. And all I see is chicks selling ass.
Right.
So I don't understand the dating part of it.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the selling part of it.
Right. That sounds about right. Just the whole half.
No.
Like, OnlyFans. I'm surprised that thing still exists right now.
I don't know. I never went on OnlyFans.
Either.
Not my cup of tea.
Mm-hmm. But
you want to watch? You want to watch fake shit? Go to Pornhub.
Mm-hmm.
You'll get better shit there.
For free. You gotta pay no subscription or nothing.
You had to drop a dime.
Honestly, that'd be real messed up though. They said that they paid like $5 just to get a blank piece of paper as an image. Yeah.
Or the chick looking at her phone, texting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I got a bunch of fools paying my college tuition.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
And me saying college tuition was being funny.
Yeah, funny. More than that,
it's half of them ain't doing that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't got nothing to do with Tommy.
Houses, cars. Like, it just getting me my hate.
No. Mm-hmm. Whole lot of fun.
Whole lot of fun. Ho, ho, ho. That's one thing I agree with Santa Claus. Okay. But yeah, nowadays, relationships are just seen as a plaything. You know, they come together, they like each other, let's make it happen. It happens, and then joust covert or abortions, and a lot of fuckery happens after that. Or not even after that, before that. Because the person's on their phone, you know, you're trying to have a conversation with them, and they're not paying attention. Yeah. Young generation is very distracted nowadays. Very.
Your generation?
Yeah, my generation. We're very distracted.
What y'all distracted by?
Pretty much a bunch of bullshit that doesn't involve reality. It's more or less of, since we were, I won't say we were born into it, but one thing leads after another when it comes to the media. The media always puts these things in line where one person's view is seen like God, and a lot of other people view it as it's a fucking scripture that they have to follow. Oh, this person is bad.
You talk about Dr. Fauci.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm.
Take the COVID shots.
It'll help you. Yeah, it doesn't look like it. It hasn't. And having a bunch of COVID babies. They're a whole different breed too. I'm not gonna lie. For some reason, COVID babies have been very...
Your generation is the one having them, so...
Yeah. Pretty much. The older generation, I just sit back and just watch it like it's just...
We just watching y'all be fools of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all mid-generation are gonna be like, oh, you're the future. Thinking our future looks shitty.
Right.
Y'all think Trump's gonna do something stupid.
You already have a president that has been doing stupid shit.
There will never be a president in his 30s.
That's something I always find weird. That they're always 60, 70. Like, why they gotta be so old?
Because with age, wisdom. With experience and wisdom. Our young generation is real quick to push the button.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. Fuck it! I ain't get pussy today.
Yep. Set out the nuclear bomb.
Yeah, nigga that's in his 40s, 50s, and 60s, he a little more rational.
Right.
I ain't get pussy today. Alright, bitch. Yo, secretary, come here.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I've been watching for a while.
You're like, Monica, come here. Y'all don't get that.
Oh, man.
Y'all don't know y'all history. Oh, yeah. A lot of y'all young generation won't know that.
Mm-hmm.
So, just type in Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Clinton scandal.
That's about right. That's what it means and all that.
Monica Lewinsky is the only one I know about. She the one that got the dress with his semen on it. That's all I need to know. You go, my nigga. You go ahead. You do you.
Honestly.
That shit. Listen, if any president was getting his dick sucked in the White House, ain't nobody know about it till him.
Mm-hmm.
And now every president after him, we all know about.
Exactly.
So...
I
Well, we haven't had a president. We never had a president that has never done nothing stupid.
No.
Every president has slept with someone mm-hmm. outside of their wives in the White House. Everyone. Oh, not Obama. Him too.
Definitely him.
Stupid if you thought that nigga was faithful to Michelle. Nah, fucking idiot.
You know how much secretaries and well, maids.
You be like, you look at Michelle and I bet you that Mexican chick in the kitchen look real good.
Mm-hmm. what would you like, Mr. Obama?
He's like, hi, Mr. Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
That's Mr. President, man.
Yes, Daddy.
Mm-hmm. I'm just sitting there, like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going with it. Yeah.
It's been a long time, though. I'm not going to promise of one episode tomorrow, but it'll definitely be back up and running. A lot of shit to talk about. I guess that's what we needed. Time away. Not from you guys. Just time away so we can have shit build up in our lives so we'll have something to talk about, different topics, and not anything to do with politics.
Yeah. Politics, I don't think you know, man. It's always a constant circle, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
Yeah. That's the crazy part.
Mm-hmm.
Man, no one's ever fucking happy. That's the
thing. Yeah.
No one is ever fucking happy.
Because what was that song? Oh, God, who sings that song? It's like, because I'm happy. Yeah, happy, yeah, no. That doesn't exist.
I don't know about happy.
Mm-mm.
I know about just surviving.
Right.
That's what I know about.
And that's exactly how you get by in reality. Survival. Been doing that since ancient times. It's all about survival. Survival of the fittest, as they quote it. Man and the woman, they'll stick together. Their whole purpose is to mate, have kids, have the kids, teach the kids to be strong, aka men, which will be the son, the daughter, the mother will teach the daughter how to become a wife, blah, 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 so on and so on.
Are you talking about back in the 30s?
Yeah.
There was actual women that didn't mind being a housewife.
Right.
Now, females want to be house whores.
Mm-hmm.
Like a what? A house whore.
Yep, a house whore.
You're
right. Whore in your own house.
I didn't stutter when I said house whore. You heard what I said. Husband at work, they're on fucking... On some web page that they're not supposed to be on,
mm-hmm.
doing a whole bunch of shit they shouldn't be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But we can't talk about that.
Nope.
No.
Why are you touching my phone? Why are you on my phone?
If you got something to hide on your phone, you don't let your significant other see your phone.
Yeah. Simple.
You ain't got nothing to hide. You put a lock on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, that's not the point.
Yeah, it is.
It is. First time y'all met, she didn't have a lock. We got together, she got her lock. Like, oh, I just.
Why you locking your phone? What's on your phone? You don't want nobody to see.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what the fuck? That was not there.
Yeah, that wasn't there.
These niggas are quick. Wow, these niggas are quick.
Some spiders for you, boy.
Well, my bad, ladies and gentlemen, we're at our shop and we just parked the car in here. And somehow another, a motherfucking spider web done popped up at the window. Like, what the hell? It ain't even been an hour.
Hey, what y'all talking about?
Was like, what the hell going on here? So, oh. So, ladies and gentlemen, it was a pleasure. Again, speaking with y'all, it's been a long time. But me, you'll hear from me shortly. Because we got a lot to talk about. It's been a long time. And if ain't nobody tell you in a long time that they love you, well, guess what? I do. Stay safe, stay warm, or stay cool. And with that, I'm out of here.